Today is Monday, Tuesday, March 18th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is, what is it? National Biodiesel Day. It's National AG Day, which looks like agriculture, because they have a picture of a lot of vegetables. By the way, I don't know if I told you guys, I am going to plant raised beds this year and try to, grow some of our vegetables that we eat. We will see. Plus, I want it for looks. I want there to be something in the dadgum backyard. And if that's a vegetable garden, fine. I used to grow vegetable gardens when I was growing up. It's also National Sloppy Joe Day. You know, we'll end there. I really like a Sloppy Joe. The only thing I don't like about a Sloppy Joe, they need to invent some sort of bread that will containerize a Sloppy Joe. I mean, I suppose you could have a Sloppy Joe, is it a bow? Where it completely incorporates, there's some kind of bun that's completely, they put the filling, and we do eat kolaches that are sloppy, so I guess they've solved this problem. But nothing like a bun, like a hamburger bun. If there was some way of having a connected hamburger bun that possibly, maybe you just carve out the center, and then you put the filling, and then you pop it back on top. Because the filling always falls out the sides, is what I'm saying. But I love the flavor of a Sloppy Joe. I'm all for it. Love it. Or list it. All right. Let me see if we have any contact. I forgot to bring it up. I'm trying to get a million things done. I am so busy because... And I don't know if it's all these anti-anxiety or antidepressant medication that I'm taking, but I have a million projects now in my head and things that I want to do. Gary is our message of the day in Portland. He says, I'm wearing green. You know what, Gary? Let me look at my underwear. Hold on. I forgot to wear green. But you know what? No one at my place of business pinched me, so everything is good. There's no one that I would want to pinch me there, so that's fine. But yeah, I did not wear green. So we were talking a little bit about the weekend, so I used up the whole show with contact or something. I can't remember now, but... We did say that we recorded. Daniel did not upload his files to me. And I even looked before I went to bed because I ordered Whataburger. I ordered too much food because I lost a pound and a half, like I told you guys in yesterday's episode. It's like, oh my God, I can have as much as I want. And so I went overboard and ate too much. And I wasn't hungry again until the afternoon of the next day. But anyway... I was going to get Chick-fil-A on Saturday for breakfast while Mark was running. How ironic. But he's running and getting all this. So he burned like 3,000 calories on his 18-mile run, and I'm ordering a honey butter chicken biscuit and a burger. But anyway, did that, and it was a good night, though. And then I did... go to bed after I ate that. No, there was something else that I did. Oh, I checked for the files again because I wanted to download them and quickly get everything edited. And then I checked again on Saturday two or three times. Now, could I have texted Daniel and said, hey, Daniel, have you uploaded your files? I could. But I didn't want to bother him, you know? And plus, I would look and be like, oh, they'll probably be there in a few minutes. So I'd go do something else and I'd forget. And then I would come back and they still wouldn't be there. I'm really like, oh, I don't want to bother him, you know? Because I think he was going to Disney. Oh my God, I have something caught in my throat. So, did that, got up, thought I was going to get Chick-fil-A for breakfast, got halfway to Chick-fil-A, and realized that I just was not hungry and there was no need to expend those calories. And so I turned around and went back home, and I waited for Mark to get home and from his run. He didn't get home until around 12:30, and we didn't eat until around 2, I think. Well, maybe 1 or 1:30, not 2. He still had to do, he did an 18, guys, or girls, he did an 18-mile run and then came back and did 15 minutes of yoga and stretching. How committed is he? I feel so bad. He is putting me to shame when it comes to exercise, because I have completely stopped exercising. When he met me, I was an exercise fiend, but I'm so busy. Like I was saying, I have all these projects going on. I mean, you know, at my own decision, but I have this podcast. I have Throwing Down. I have the Gay Mix. I have 3D printing now, that I want to start a 3D printing business of some sort, because this is a, I've decided I really enjoy the tangible aspect of it. And I think I can sell some stuff on Etsy and make a few bucks. You know, so I have that. And then Mark and I need to select a couch. We still haven't selected a couch. We're doing the backyard project because I'm tired of us just procrastinating and not getting anything done. And I'm tired of having an empty backyard with nothing in it. I want to get started. I at least want a path with some, we just have, it's just a rectangle of grass. Rectangle? A rectangle of grass. And so we have all of this stuff going on. I had that musical that I love doing. It's so windy outside. And I was like, what is that noise? And you guys won't hear it, but it is really windy outside. So it's like I live in Kansas or something. I want to see a tumbleweed roll by. So just so much. And again, this is my personality. And my mom used to be this way as well, where she would have a million things going on and she'd just be bopping from one thing to the next. And I thought she was going to be that way into her old age. And now every time I go over there, she's laying in bed. So, you know, it did not happen. But I hope that I stay this way. Because if I start being lazy and just sitting around all the time, we do watch a lot of TV, but I fit a lot of stuff in. I forgot about the ham map completely. I mean, that's, I love it. I mean, I've really been enjoying working on it, but, and work, haircuts, so much that I have to do. So on Saturday, I worked on, paid for a Yard Zen backyard plan. They are a design company, and they're cheaper than if you were to pay an architect or pay a designer or something, because we went to a couple of home shows and we were quoted, I don't know, like $3,000 for a design, just for the design, from an architect, from a landscape architect. And I know a lot of these nurseries and stuff will do stuff for free, but I want a good one. I want a 3D model so that we can go in and Blender or whatever and edit it if we want to. I want them to give us a full plan that we can hand over to a contractor. Like, I want all of that. So I bought that. So I spent part of Saturday and Sunday walking around the yard, taking photos. They have this whole thing that you go through, and they even tell you the angles of photo that they need and all of that good stuff. And so I did that. And I also worked more on podcastmaps.com. And I did get a new version uploaded to production. And so, again, there's nothing really that you're going to see on your side at the moment. But soon, there will be... There is a new... On the left-hand side, there's a new menu. And you can... So I made a change there. Oh, I'm actually looking at local. Let's see. Is there anything new that I need to give you guys? No, I have not updated that yet. So I have a cool in local, which is going to, at some point this week, I'm going to release this to production, is I got rid of the extra icon on the left side with the microphone, and I'm using that as a favicon or whatever their fave icon. It's the little image in the tab. And then I push the hamburger menu over against the shoulder. What's it called? The edge. and now it's a slide out menu. So when you click it, it slides out and it will give you a list of the available maps to view. So it's cool. That's cool. But I'm working out some kinks in adding listeners. I am able to add new maps now, but when you go in and add a listener, it does not get added anywhere. It doesn't go to Ham Maps. It doesn't go anywhere. So I got to figure out what's happening there. And once I do that, then I will be able to put Geeky Gay on the map, so to speak. Ha ha ha. So working on that, and yeah, of my million other projects, I mean, luckily the musical is now over. So Saturday evening, speaking of, we went to the musical, and the musical performances went fine. I always make some mistakes, but the first trumpet guy was also making some mistakes, so I felt okay. And he gave me, like I said, he gave me that compliment that he really enjoyed playing with me, and he thought I was very supportive as a second trumpet player and all that kind of stuff. Oh my God. So anyway, it went well. That performance, Mark came to that one. He enjoyed it. And I asked him, is this a level above community theater? And he says, well, they could sing, but it is definitely college level. He is so... He is such a hard judge of things. Like, really. Really, a lot. Anyway, so he said the music was good, and everybody complimented the orchestra. People were coming up to the pit and saying, oh, great job, guys. And and our musical director got, you know, compliments. Sunday, I went to church, played two services at church. I thought we were going to eat restaurant of the week as brunch at... what's it called? The Butter Biscuit. But I got there and oh my God, guys, there were so many people in there. It was an hour wait and I didn't have time. So I had to just pick up Freddy's and I'll finish that later. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.